Single-family home construction spending plunges 4%. By John Carney on September 1, 2022. Construction spending in the U.S. on single-family homes declined in July for the fourth straight month as the housing market has entered a serious slump. Construction spending on single-family homes fall by 4%, data from the Commerce Department showed Thursday. Spending is now just 2.9% above the year-ago level. The figures are not adjusted for inflation, which means the real declines in construction activity are even steeper. Prices of materials and components for construction rose 0.3% compared to the prior month, according to the Labor Department's Producer Price Index. Compared with a year ago, prices are up 14.3%. Prices of construction services in the private sector rose 5.4% in July compared with June. For the year, prices are up 25.3%. In other words, inflation-adjusted construction spending on single-family homes is down double digits and perhaps by as much as 25%. Housing starts, reported by the Commerce Department on August 16, have fallen every single month since February. During those 5 months, starts are down by 24.5%. Starts dropped 9.6% in August compared with the prior month. The nosedive in spending on single-family homes brought down overall residential construction by 0.4%. Total construction spending fell by 0.4% after falling 0.5% in June. The June figure was revised upward from a 1.1% decline reported last month. Private spending on non-residential construction, which often responds to financial and economic conditions with a lag due to longer-term contracts, increased 0.4%. Most categories of private non-residential spending rose, with the exception of healthcare, sewage, and water. Total public construction spending rose 1.5%.